But how did you know Ron James? Just through the Saints?
Through the Saints. Yeah, they said, you know, because I didn't drive.
So they just said he'll come and collect you?
Yeah, it's somebody like,
great, isn't it?
Terrific, yeah.
And what was he like as a character?
Absolutely terrific guy, lovely. A really lovely guy, really looked after me. Pretty good sense of humour.
Yeah.
Man of relatively few words, really. I mean, what is it to... He would have been... I think he'd probably 35 when I was 19.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you tortured...
Yeah. But we did it afterwards. I don't think we did. I didn't...
laughed your way
but
down.
But after the matches, we'd be in the bar where it was away at home, and I'm pretty certain that Ron could get through 15 pints, and that was at a time when there was no breathalyzer.
Yeah.
And I reckon it would be not unusual, because sometimes we didn't actually leave until about midnight. And I'm pretty certain at the age of 19 I was knocking back, getting on for 10 pints. Really, But I mean, over a 5-hour period. And the beer was about 2.5%. You know, in these big jugs.
Yeah.
They're constantly being filled up. It's probably on now, are they? I guess exactly the same,
isn't
it?
Yeah. And this is at Franklin's Gardens. This is post match.
Yes, post match. Yes, basically, yeah. And then you get in the car and drives back. And then there was one occasion when Ron took the dead one, kind of, took a turn, and instead of taking the right turn, he went straight through a 5-bar gate into a farmyard. He didn't actually break the 5-bar gate; it was open, but he went straight through the It was just an entrance to the farm. I said, "Are you sure this is the right one?" He said, "Oh, I think it's probably not the right turn." I don't think it is. It was so that and he was a delight. Ron was really, really nice.